In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Dear saints, the family. That is our meditation today. We especially will focus on the hymn in which we just sang. These words, "Our Father, by whose name all fatherhood is known, who dost in love proclaim each family thine own." And also, two verses from our epistle, beginning with Ephesians 3, verse 14. "For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named." In the Greek, it's so wonderful. "For this reason I bow my knees before the Pater, Father, from whom every family, patria, in heaven and on earth is named." Pater, patria, father, family. Your family belongs to God. "Mine," he says. He is your father and he is your family's father. And be comforted in hearing that fathers provide. Your family belongs to God. The Son of God is not ashamed to call you brother or sister, and he is not ashamed to call anyone in your family brother or sister. For he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one source. That is why he, that is the Christ, is not ashamed to call them brother. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 11. Shame. There's two words regarding sin that I want us to consider today. One is guilt, and the other is shame. Guilt is what you bear when you sin. And you come burdened with it every week you come to church. You come burdened with it every night before you go to sleep. Guilt. But then the other word is shame. And shame is what you bear not only because you sin, but also because you have been sinned against. Shame and uncleanness go together. So ask yourself the question, who can make me unclean? And if your answer is, I can make myself unclean before God, then absolutely, you bring your shame, the one that you caused yourself. But if you also answer, others can make me unclean, then that is also true. And with this specific shame comes pain and hurt and anger. So what guilt do you bring today regarding the sins you have committed against your family? And what shame do you bring today in regards to the sin that has been committed against you from your family? Divorce, separation, abuse, addiction, or maybe the simple lack of attention, lack of interest given to you by your family, some of which you had no control over. Now, dear saints, every single one of us here is beneficiaries from the gift of family. The joy, the protection, the wisdom, the visitation, the presence, the comfort that they bring. And remember that the source of all of this is God, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. He has worked through your family to bless you, and he has worked through you to bless your family. And this is especially true if somehow, some way, through your family, you are right here in that pew right now today. If somehow through your family, you have desired to be in the presence of God today to receive His word and His sacrament, thank the Lord for the gift of family. However, every single one of us bear the shame of families that have things like anger and jealousy and gossip and selfish choices that has hurt us and dishonoring of authorities that has hurt all and authorities that have been given over to abuse in words or in deeds because power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And then there are the schisms and the divisions and the critical attitudes and the greed and the cruelty and the laziness. And everything like these has affected us all, some more and some less. Some of you have been affected by every single thing that has been named today, and some of you just a small bit. But all are affected. It is part of living in a family of sinners. And sinners sin, and sinners are sinned against. Now, the temptation is heavy, even for the Christian, to think of solutions. And while there is absolutely God-given things to do, especially are there God-given things to do in marriage, as parents, and as children. And in fact, two of the Ten Commandments, one-fifth, our Lord devotes especially to the family. Honor your father and mother, and you shall not commit adultery. And while it is also true that we as Christians are guided by God's word that addresses how we are to be in order as God has given to us, and I have put into your bulletins today a bit of a table of duties as you consider the family. Some texts for women, some texts for men, some texts for parents, some texts for us all, some texts for children. And these are different table of duties than what Luther has. Luther's is better because he's Luther and I'm me, all right? But it's all the Bible. So do both. Look at both. We are called to do. We are called to live in order. And that is just a beginning, those table of duties from what the scriptures say about the family. But you also must hear this, that your family and you will never be fixed as long as sin dwells in the human heart. For as long as it is here in me, it will spill forth in my thoughts and in my words and in my deeds. And it will touch most clearly the ones that are closest to me. And that often is my family. Our comfort today is a simple truth, but one that has so many different layers underneath. The simple truth, the wonderful comfort is this. Your family belongs to God. We get our God-given duties from the one to whom they truly belong to. You do not have an option because they do not belong to you. You don't have an option as a Christian to pray for them, to bless them, to forgive them, to provide for them, to listen to them, to love them. It isn't an option. They do not belong to you. God has given them to you so that He might bless them through you. They do not belong to you, especially they belong to God. And while that is condemning, hear also this comfort. You are not enough for them. But God is. He is the protector. He is the provider. He is the refuge for you, and He is the refuge for them. One of the passages that forms the family is Psalm 127. That entire psalm should be formed in your heart regarding your family. But especially this first verse right here. Except the Lord build the house, those who build it labor in vain. Because it has two simple points. Except the Lord build the house, those who build it. So we are called to build the house. We are called to be family. We are called to pray for and to bless and to forgive. Build indeed. Provide for your family. But no, except the Lord build the house. Those who build it labor in vain. So we build, we pray, we be family, and then we ask that our Lord bless through us, sometimes in spite of us, and in so many ways in which we ourselves couldn't do. Our Father, by whose name all fatherhood is known, who dost in love proclaim each family thine own. He is Father because He is source of every single human being. Nobody is an accident. You are not an accident. Every child is planned by God. You were and are and will be in God's plan of creation and provision. God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, bestows on every person, every member of your family, and every family of the human race inherent dignity and value from the moment of conception to the moment of natural death and even beyond, because we confess in the life everlasting. And so today, as you bring your guilt, as you bring your sin into this place, the sin that originated into your heart and spilled out so often into your family, you bow your knee to the Father, from whom every family on heaven and on earth is named, and you thank Him that it is not only sin that dwells in your heart, but it is also His Son who dwells in your heart, who took on your sin and forgives your sin and received God's wrath for what you deserve, and He who through His word dwells in your hearts through faith. And that as this word is preached, that you begin to learn what it means to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God, as well as the fullness of the Holy Spirit, who through the Word strengthens you with power in your inner being. As God dwells in us through His Word, He cleanses, He forgives, He sanctifies, He declares holy, He removes the guilt. And then as you bring your shame, as you bring the uncleanness because you have been sinned against, you hear this wonderful comfort that you do not suffer silently. You do not have to suffer in pain or in anger or helplessness. You come to the very one who makes clean and makes whole. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. He cleanses us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. And the beautiful thing that comes from this is that word all. That He not only cleanses you from the sin in which you have committed, but He also comes to declare you clean from the sin that has been committed against you. He touches you. He cleanses you. His touch and His cleansing is the very root. For when you have been sinned against, not answering it with more sin. Jesus is present here. He is present here. He whose touch and voice brought life to the man whose mother was widowed and was then without her only son. All of a sudden, He whose touch and voice brought Him back from the dead and then returned Him to His mother. He who was so interested, even as He was hanging on the cross, bearing the world's sin and bearing the world's shame, He who was interested In giving his mother a home after his death, he is present here. And he is calling you, brother, calling you, sister. Through his death, his father is father of you, and he brings healing to all of us in the vast array of our families, our challenges, our burdens, sins, illnesses, and heartbreaks. His words and his touch, as he touches you, take, eat, this is my body, the touch. Take, drink, this is my blood, the touch. That brings stability and peace and hope and joy and wisdom and mercy and kindness and forgiveness and cleansing from all shame. God is quite interested in you. He finds you important, worth listening to. Call upon him in the day of trouble. He found you worth adopting as his child. His son is not ashamed to call you brother or sister, though father and mother forsake me, the Lord will take me in. Psalm 27, you, dear saints, are never alone. And in fact, you are with family right now. The family to your right and the family to your left, born from the same womb, that of water and that of word. He is father of you. Father of every family, father of your family. For he is father of every family in heaven and on earth. And so we gather as Christians. And we hear again his guidance and his healing for us. And for our families. That's what Christians do. And so we are here as Christians and we pray. I pray for your family. And you pray for mine. And we pray for each other's family. And we pray as Christians for every family in the entire world. We bow our knee as children of the Father, respecting our Father, humbling ourselves before the Father. And we ask him, as dear children ask their dear Father. And we will pray, dear saints, the hymn that we just sang. So please rise. And for our prayer for each other's family and the families of the entire world, we will sing together once again. Hymn 465 in your blue hymnal. 465. Thank you.